It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Okay, so they're still fighting. Gotta love a divorce on a Monday morning.
What? Yes, everyone loves a Monday morning divorce. Go ahead.
Remember how Dr. Dre's wife, what was she asking for?
$2 million a month is what she was asking for.
$2 million a month.
$2 million, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, now one of Dr. Dre's company, his record company, is accusing her of taking all the money out of the account, decimating it basically, and taking $350,000 out on the 27th of August, which there is a check that she wrote that they used as evidence of her cashing a $353,000 check.
Jeez.
Yes, which is wild, but I guess if you think they're hiding the money, you go take it, right?
Yeah.
So they wrote this letter, the record company, saying all these things they claim she was doing, including taking all this money, this $353,000. And
what's a bank teller think when you get handed a check for $353,000?
Well, and written to yourself, of all things, like even funnier,
right?
Like, think about that.
Yes.
You know, can you imagine what the bank teller's thinking then?
Okay.
Anyway, Dr. Dre's obviously demanding that she return it. No more than a week from Tuesday.
How would you like that? Large or small bills? in a big suitcase?
There's probably nothing left.
No.
But she claims she signed a prenup long into the relationship under duress, and that, you know, a few years into the marriage, Dr. Dre said, oh, I ripped it up. I said I felt bad for making her ever sign it. So now they're having these arguments about, you know, who said what when and who signed what when. And at the it doesn't matter.
It's going to come down to what's been signed and what's legally holding up.
Right.
As opposed to what he said or said that she did or...
It doesn't matter if Dr. Dre regretted it in 1994.
Right.
It doesn't matter now. The prenup's there, and that's what they're going to honor. So
yes, clearly there were lots of regrets.
For 20 years. She's obviously pissed because she's been saying he's been hiding money. So the fact that she went and cashed that check out of his record company doesn't surprise me.
The Dr. Dre divorce plot thickens.
Drama.
This is the last time you drove over the Hone Bridge, Allie. Last time you took a trip downtown, right over 794. Hasn't it?
I was downtown, but not over the Hone Bridge.
Yeah. Oh, you'll drive on
that way.
You'll drive on
back on 94 and go west.
Or I'll be on 43 looking at it from a distance, like, it looks kind of neat over there.
Yeah.
The Hone Bridge, not to go too dark, well, it's going to go a little dark here, but if you didn't know, there are quite a bit of suicides that happen off of the Hone Bridge. Sadly, people find that as a place to go and end their lives. Kind of like the Golden Gate Bridge in California. And, there's a guy named Aaron Johnson who lives in Milwaukee, and he did an animated documentary about surviving family members of people who had lost their lives from the Hone Bridge. And it was a first responder who responded to a call there. There was a couple mental health professionals that had talked to people that considered taking their lives on the Hone Bridge. And for the longest time, there was nothing. Like on a lot of bridges, there are signs that say, you know, there's hope. Here's the suicide prevention lifeline number or a crisis helpline number of some sort, and the Hone Bridge didn't have anything like that. So all these surviving family members were all lobbying with the Department of Transportation, with the city of Milwaukee, and put together and put them on the bridge, and it finally came through. And there's a picture that I saw online that happened 2 days ago that they now have these big blue signs on the Hone Bridge right on the edge that says, for emergency counseling, call 414-257-7222. It's a crisis line. And I thought it was great that people lobbied together and they stuck at it, because for a while they weren't going to do anything. They were like, who's going to pay for this? And I go, why are politics getting involved in something like this and budgeting? I mean, how expensive can it be just to put a sign there? Like, if you can spend $200 on a sign on a bridge that saves someone's life, literally, why wouldn't you do that? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't put a value on a human life. So for the longest time, for me, I was also reaching out to people. I was talking to Milwaukee County Behavioral Health, and they had this whole team of people with a group called Light the Hone that have these really cool LED lights that are going up on the Hone Bridge.
They
have been up there.
Light the Hone. Yeah,
Light the Hone. It's them with Milwaukee Behavioral Health and the Department of Transportation all worked hand in hand to make it happen. And I thought it was cool that they finally did that at the Hone Bridge, because you could say, someone may not see it. Okay, well, someone might see it also, because I've heard stories of people that go to that brink, and every one of them has said, walking up to that, I just wish somebody would have asked how I was doing or asked what I was doing. doing or where I was going.
You want the pain to stop.
Yeah.
You want help.
And you want someone to listen to you because you've got all these problems you've built up in your brain. And as you get them out, you talk to somebody and you're like, wow.
Well, and
it's not that bad.
You know, I can speak on this because I went to treatment twice, outpatient treatment twice for depression and anxiety right after my divorce. And it was because I was suicidal, and I'm not afraid to say that.
No.
And so I was like, you know what? Like, I just want the pain to end. I don't know if I want to die, but I just want it to end. And so I then called my doctor. Luckily, I had a therapist, but most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't. I called my mom, I called my doctor. My doctor's like, do you have a plan? I'm like, yep. Okay, well, we need to get you in here immediately. And so I went in. I obviously said, I will totally do something that's going to help me. And it was a life changer. I came out 3 weeks later. You were here, Riggs. I came out 3 weeks later like a totally different person.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back again because relapse is not uncommon, you know, a couple of months later. But I wish people had someone to call like I did.
Yeah.
And I hope, and sometimes, you know, I go, will people call a suicide hotline if they feel like that? Will they really? Or does it just feel too foreign kind of thing? You know what I mean? I'm being totally honest here.
Oh, yeah.
Too transparent. But at the same time, I think that's what they need is someone to call and go, how do I get this pain to stop? I need help. Because
what
you feel
do?
Like there's no way out. You feel like there's no way out of whatever the pain is. And the pain can be from all kinds of things. It can be from trauma. It can be from maybe you have no money and you don't know where to go. You know, money, financial stuff a lot of times, you know, you see that with men especially.
Relationship stuff.
Relationship
happens.
Stuff. I mean, I can't even, you know, so I'm glad they have a number.
They have a number. They have tons of numbers. They have this crisis line number that's on the Hone Bridge. They've got 211. One is great for that. 211 takes a lot of suicide prevention calls as well. The 211, that's Impact. And of course, 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. That's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. And we have a big special on mental health happening
on
Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
This Wednesday night from 6 to 8. I'm listening. We're talking to KISS FM artists. We're talking to athletes. We're talking to mental health professionals about, especially this year, because people are dealing with a pandemic. They're dealing with working from home a lot or different work schedules. With kids, with a lot of people have lost jobs. So much.
It's too much for some people. It's too much for some people. And so it's okay to ask for help.
Totally is. So I was glad to see those signs going up. And there should be an official announcement coming from the Department of Transportation soon about those signs on the Hone Bridge. But that's pretty cool, right? Pretty cool.
Like you said, if it saves one life, baby.
Absolutely. It's worth it. And that special, I'm listening. Make sure you're here 6 o'clock Wednesday night on KISS FM. It's 103.7 KISS FM. History made at Lambeau Field yesterday. But it's not really exciting history, if you ask me, because it was the first game ever played without any fans in the stands. It was just
weird.
Because they have like piped in sound, like some crowd sounds. But even when watching the game, it's kind of neat because you feel like you're there. Like you can hear the players yelling and everything on the field.
Yeah.
Kind of makes it like a different experience.
It changes the whole energy.
It really does.
It's the same reason that it was hard to do conventions with no people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about political conventions because you feed off of the people. You know what I mean?
So it was a very interesting day indeed. There were people tailgating all around Lambeau, of course, all on TV. Like, it's just weird. We don't smell brats in the air. Like, Lambeau looks different. Aww. They're not closing down streets and everything like they normally would. They don't have the crazy crowds and everything. But the other thing that was interesting about football, Allie, is, you know, they're piping in sounds to make it sound like there are fans that are there at the game.
That's so weird to me.
The Philadelphia Eagles are piping in boos for their bad plays. Like, so when their players do something that's not good, there were audible boos. And they're not sure if it was the Eagles that were doing it in the stadium or if it was the Fox affiliate that was broadcasting it. But I thought, all right, that's cool. You're making it, you know, interesting because you would boo your own team if they did something terrible.
The hell
might.
I would. No,
you
I would. No, absolutely not.
Well, yes,
not.
You would. If they made a stupid decision, you would boo them. I would.
My own
I
team?
Boo
I would boo the ref,
yes.
My own team.
Well, I want to hear the boos.
I wouldn't boo the Packers no matter what they did. I'd be like,
sure.
I'd be like, they didn't do anything. I'm not booing. What
Fourth and
about?
35, they're going for it and they're passing. Yeah, go.
Looks good to me.
Looks good to me.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Emmys last night. There was no audience. Very strange year, but it is what it is.
Did you see how they started it?
No, I didn't watch it.
In the beginning, in his monologue, he starts telling all these jokes, and there's the crowd reacting. It looks like he's in front of an audience. through the whole time. He's doing his whole monologue, and you're like, what is going on? Like, are they that ballsy? And then at the end, he tells a joke, and they show a clip of him laughing at himself, and he goes, wait a minute, that's me. How am I there? Because I'm standing here by myself. And it pans to him, and it's an empty auditorium, except for one person sitting down in the front.
Uh-huh. Who
was
that?
And that person was, damn it, I'm forgetting his name. He's a guy from the show on Showtime, Ozark.
Jason Bateman.
Yes. Why couldn't I think of his name? Jason Bateman.
So
they pan back to all these cardboard cutouts and Jason Bateman sitting there, and he goes, wait a minute, that's not a cardboard cutout of Jason Bateman. That's Jason Bateman.
Yes.
So he was the only one there.
Somebody assaulted Jason Bateman's wife. Side note. And I've read about this the other day. Who was it? It's somebody in Hollywood that's in a lot of trouble right now for all the Me Too stuff. But he had assaulted. I'm going to feel so stupid when I remember.
I'll look it up.
It
you talk about what you were going to talk about. Go ahead.
Jason, look up who.
I got to go on
Jason
with what you're going to talk about.
Wife's crotch. So apparently somebody did that. Riggs is looking it up. And Jason Bateman spit gum in the guy's face. Like, Jason Bateman went to the guy and was like, I'm going to bleep you up, after he grabbed Jason Bateman's wife. Now I'm so mad that I can't remember who it was. But anyway, while you're looking that up, let me tell you about the Emmys. So the Emmys, Jimmy Kimmel was hosting, and then Jennifer Aniston came out. So there were a couple celebs here and there, like Jason Bateman, Jennifer Aniston. And they made a joke that some didn't think was that funny when it was all over. What they did was they had the envelope, they were gonna do the award, and they were like, hold on, we better Lysol it and light it on fire just to make sure that there's no germs on it. It was like kind of trying to make a lighthearted kind of COVID 2020 joke. So they spray Lysol on the envelope that has the winner. They light it on fire in a trash can. Ironically, you got a dumpster fire going. How appropriate for 2020.
Yeah.
And then she puts it out with a fire extinguisher. So it was this whole bit. Well, some people didn't think that was very nice, considering all the fires going. People took it bad because of the fires in California.
Oh, that's where they took it? Oh, okay.
That's where they took it, that they were. It was insensitive because of all the fires going on in the world, especially in California, you know, where they both live. So that was the twist on it. Were you able to find who the guy was?
Jeffrey Tambor. Is that who you're talking about?
Thank you. And yeah. Who is that? Who was he connected to? What was I reading?
He was in Arrested Development, which is the show that they were on, Arrested Development. Okay. And Jason Bateman apparently apologized after being accused of diminishing actress Jessica Walter's account of verbal abuse. Is that what it was? Is that what you're talking about? There were different things
absolutely
that I was finding.
Not.
What was it? What were you talking about? We'll look it up and we'll tell you about it next. Hold on. Because I don't want to Google things on the radio. But the Emmys last night were ridiculous. And Schitt's Creek took home like 9 Emmys and they swept the comedy categories. It did amazing. So if you're a fan of that show.
I got it.
If you were a fan of that show, it made history last night at the Emmys. Schitt's Creek. Go ahead.
Andre Balaz or whatever, he's the guy that owns the Chateau Marmont in L.A. It's a big popular hotel that Chelsea Handler was with him for a while. She no longer is, but he's had all these allegations of basically sexual assault. And he, in one of the stories against, is that he grabbed Jason Bateman's wife, and Jason Bateman went nuts and spit gum in his face and didn't actually put his hands on him. I guess that's all he could do without really getting arrested. So
I see.
It was that guy that I was reading about and how many women he's assaulted. That nasty dude. That's what I was reading.
By the way, on the way next, there's this wedding RSVP that's going around that's lit the internet on fire. Pardon the pun, but we'll tell you about what happened next. I want to get your opinion. Right. You know when you get a wedding invitation in the mail that you're essentially getting a bill, right? That's how I feel,
what do you mean,
at least.
A bill?
Well,
no.
You have to give a gift. You have to give a
horrible
gift.
That's horrible. Anyone getting married, that must make them feel like crap right now.
Well, that's your fault for getting married.
Wedding invitation is a bill.
That's your fault for having a big opulent wedding like these people right here.
I don't get wedding invitations and think, oh, you're just wanting a gift for me.
That's the first thing I think. Oh, I got to get a gift for these people.
Why you go to these weddings then? You obviously don't like
I don't.
These people that much.
No. I didn't invite them. They invited me.
Oh, that's funny.
So
what happened?
This wedding invitation is going viral. This has the RSVP card inside of it. You know how you get the invitation?
Yeah, they all do.
The RSVP card that's going viral. Listen to this. It says you have to donate however much your gift is going to be. That will determine what your dinner choice will be. So the card says, the actual literal RSVP card says, so that we may prepare your preferred dinner, please circle your gift level and indicate a meal choice for each person in your party.
Okay.
So, for example... A gift
okay,
for them.
On.
A gift for them. Basically, the gift you buy
but,
for the couple.
Like, you're saying that they must be giving. So, like, they're giving this money to charity then, and then that the couple's going to give them the meal according. Like, the couple doesn't want gifts. That's what I'm assuming you're saying.
If the bride's name is Charity, then yes, because this appears to be going to the couple.
What?
If you're giving up to $250,
what?
You can pick chicken or swordfish.
$250. Kiss my.
$251 to $500, sliced steak or poached salmon. If you're donating $500 to $1,000, you can have filet mignon or lobster tails. And if you donate anywhere over $1,000 to $2,500, you get a 2-pound lobster, a souvenir champagne goblet, or the vegetarian kosher option.
This is the tackiest thing I've ever heard, because I really thought you were going to say they are trying to do good and give all gifts to charity, which sounds great. And then I thought, oh, so if people donate more, they'll give them a nicer meal. How cute. Although that's also tacky, because now you're at the service, you're at the reception, and everybody knows how much you donated.
Yeah.
So that's tacky as hell, too. I am horrified by this, quite frankly. And this I can't believe this is real.
Yeah. I could see this couple now coming out later and being like, whoa, no, this is for charity. I could see them saying that now because they're getting so much crap.
I don't know who's gonna go. Yeah. Who's going to go to that? You want me to give a donation and you want to, hell no, dude. You are not, just, wow. I can't even.
Here's my devil's advocate side to it.
Oh, there is one? Let me hear this.
How much do you pay for food at a wedding? Like, it can get pretty pricey, right? And when people per plate, when people don't show up, now you've wasted money on food. Now that you are asking for the donation up front and saying you're pretty much, you're selling tickets to your wedding, essentially, is what this feels
100%.
Like to me.
And Riggs,
you're selling
you know
tickets.
Why that doesn't work? Because guess what? Whatever the $2,000 one was, and you say there's one with like a lobster tail in there, the option.
Right.
That's absurd, because at the end of the day, that bride and groom isn't paying $2,000 for that meal.
No.
They're pocketing $1,900
But they might
for
be paying $2,000
so
for something
to
else.
To say that you're trying to make up for the meals you might lose is garbage. You know how many people don't come to weddings that RSVP? Maybe a couple, maybe three.
What?
You don't have like... You don't have $1,000 of people that didn't show up. That's
what I'm saying is that this can make budgeting for the wedding easier if you know how many people are donating how much money. You can use that money to pay for your wedding.
Then charge them all the same if that's your theory.
Well, why would you do that when you could get more money from some people? Who knows? Your aunt may have come into some money and she can donate $2,000, whereas your Uncle Tony can only donate $100.
I know you're being facetious.
I'm trying to find.
You agree with this.
I was trying to find the devil's advocate side of it. I don't know. What do you think of it? 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. Is this tacky? Is there any defense to this at all? Or do you just want to light them up? You can do that. We would love to hear from you. You can call or you can text 414-799-1037.
Oh, somebody texted in the R word. Get the hell out of here, dude.
We'll talk to you next. Hold on. It's Kiss FM. So you get a wedding RSVP in the mail, and it says that you can get better food depending on the price of your wedding gift. It's a thing that's going viral on the internet.
Hell
this couple,
no.
Their RSVP card, someone took a picture of it, and it's circulating on a Reddit group called Wedding Bashing. So where they get together and bash on different weddings and stupid things about weddings.
Well,
but
this is over the top ridiculous. I'm sorry. You don't tell people to donate to your wedding and then overcharge them $2,000 for a meal. Screw you.
They're
I
already
would never
gonna
go
buy
to that wedding. I would light them up so hard.
If you're already going to buy them a gift, why not just give them the cash? Why not?
Oh, yeah, $2,000? You think give me a break. Talk about greedy, man.
Good morning. Let's talk to Mauricio in Racine. You can call or text 414-799-1037. What's up, Mauricio?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. I've been on both sides of the wedding scene. I DJ, but I've also been married.
Okay.
And my wedding, I planned it tight enough that I think I only had 4 people not show up.
Okay.
But... as a DJ, I've seen multiple cards not picked up, and some were really, really fancy places. So I could see it, but I think it's tacky.
You think it's tacky?
They could afford the fancy place to begin with,
right.
But we're worried about people not showing up. Okay.
All right.
Well, you know how much those weddings cost at those fancy places?
Yeah, they're
you're
pricey.
$30,000. What do you care if 10 people don't show up?
Mauricio.
Well, I've seen more than 10 people not show up before.
And no, I'm actually fascinated by this. I am interested in what you're saying. How? What do you think the most amount of people you've seen not show up is then?
I probably could have seen, like, I remember one table I saw like 40 cards on there.
What? That many people didn't show up?
Oh, dude.
Yeah. And that's a lot of plates.
No, so, that would anger me. Okay.
That is a lot of people.
That's next level. That's like nobody likes you. Like, why did nobody come to your
wedding?
Nobody agrees.
What's going on? Everybody decided to not agree with the wedding at the end.
It was still very packed, but it was just...
That one table?
Cards were. Yeah, well, no, it wasn't just one table.
Oh, okay.
It was maybe like...
40 people is like four tables, Riggs.
Right. So, yeah. But I think that's what Mauricio's saying is that the couple, maybe the defense is to make sure that people do show up. If you've already paid $500, you're going to be more apt to show up already.
To ask for $2,000, I mean, Mauricio, that's insane, don't you think? No, I mean, come on.
That is crazy.
It's absurd. No.
You never know unless you ask.
It's one thing to go, give me $50 for your meal in case you don't come. It's another
thanks for
to
calling,
go,
man.
Do you want to donate $2,000?
We appreciate listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laura, good morning in Franksville. Laura, how did it feel to have a hurricane named after you this year, Laura? Isn't that awesome? With Laura, right. What did you think about this wedding RSVP? Do you think it's tacky or can you defend it at all?
I think it's really tacky, and I actually had a really bad thought about it.
What was that?
I would send a check and then forget to sign it, text the lobster or something.
Oh, good one. Somebody texted
like
it and said...
I would be terrible about it. I'd say, oh, yeah, we're going to donate $2,000. Yep.
Just to get the two-pound lobster? Yeah.
Just to make them not be so obnoxious and greedy, somebody texted in and said, wait, this isn't a donation to a nonprofit organization?
No.
And that was my first question was, wait, this must be a donation. And you're like, no, this is just for the couple.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hell no.
This is what they want. Yeah. Instead of a gift, they want you to donate money and you will get a better food choice if you donate more money. But Laura, that's a good idea. Just send them a check. Just make sure that you write in the number on the check so they can't fake sign your signature and take $2,000. Out of your account. Thanks for listening.
Thanks every day.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You can still text or you can call 414-799-1037. Maybe they should switch it to be for a charity now. That would be something nice to do.
Save some
face. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. There was something sad that happened over the weekend. I would be remiss if we didn't mention Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious RBG, passed away on Friday, 87 years old. Sad news. Are you there? Well, I had the wrong button on. Damn it, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like, yeah, I'm here. Of course, I'm sad about RBG.
Yeah, it was sad. We watched her.
Well,
her...
she's done a lot. She does all kinds. There's all kinds of reasons.
She did women so much for women.
What we can do in our lives. Yeah. Thank you, honey.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
I don't know if people understand what she did for us.
I was watching a documentary on her. I didn't realize in her early days when she was a lawyer, she was fighting for women to have equal rights, but she also fought for a man to get equal rights as well, just to prove that she was like, gender equality matters on all fronts, because it was a guy where his spouse had died and he wasn't eligible for benefits, where if it was reversed and the husband died, the woman would get benefits. And he was like, what's with this? My wife still died the same way. I should be entitled to these benefits. And he got them. And I was like, wow.
Even just when she got out of law school, she had these amazing grades, but nobody would hire her just because she was a woman. I can't even fathom days like that. You know what I mean?
They had all these
where
pictures
she
of her.
Graduated and it was like, nope, we don't hire women. I can't even.
Yeah.
I can't. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was in our life, not
like,
my
is that
lifetime,
a policy? But. No, that's a law. She was like, what? No way. No way. So she went and fought for all that. So, yes, it was sad to see her pass away.
She helped women be able to work and get protection to be able to have children and still be able to work.
Yep.
Thank you.
She did a buttload of stuff. And she was nominated back in 93 by President Clinton. So she passed away on Friday, which is sad news. RIP RBG. Now, to this app, Allie.
Yes.
It's a new app called Mole. M-O-L-E. Mole. Now, this is very creepy. It's like a spy app. It's almost like an FBI type app. So basically, if you want someone to do some spying for you, you go on this app and you say, I want to know what's going on at X location. And somebody at that location will get a notification that works for this app called Mole, and they will live stream video for you for a fee. So they'll get paid.
Wait.
to go. Okay. Let's say you suspect someone is cheating, right?
Yes, yes.
So
go
you
on,
go to go this on. Mole app and you say, hey, I'm pretty sure my boyfriend is cheating. Can somebody live stream me from this address, wherever you think he's going to be? And someone will be there, they'll show up, and they'll live stream from that location. So it's a complete stranger. They don't know who it is, but you can watch that person's live feed. Are you following me? Are you following
me? You see my jaw on the ground. Yeah. I'm totally following you because I'm like, this is amazing. And this is, wow.
I'm amazed that people can even do this. And people can make money doing this because you just get an alert. You're like, oh, somebody, Bethany in Hales Corners wants me to go to a restaurant and see if her boyfriend's there.
I don't want them to see me, right?
Right.
Like, think about if you're the one being cheated on, how obvious if I'm circling the block in the car, you know, 50 times, right?
Right.
You don't need that.
Right.
So we need someone else in a different car to circle and get the video.
Yeah, a complete stranger that's live streaming for you. It's called Mole, M-O-L-E. So it's putting like modern, like novice spies or amateur spies to work.
Good. I'll work for this and I'd do it for free.
Just
Plus a cheater,
you will.
Losers.
You know what? Not only will you get a live stream from Allie, you'll get a full background report, detailed everything they've ever done in their life.
I'll tell you their Facebook page, their former MySpace page.
All that stuff, yes. We're commercial free, by the way. Commercial free hours, we do them all day, every day on KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, man. Kanye West. He started this whole beef with Taylor Swift and then, in her opinion, harassed her for quite a few years. And she said it had a big effect on her, her mental health. And so now this guy, Kanye, is saying he's mad because all his music, he doesn't own, you know,
his
some
masters.
Of his music, his masters.
Yeah.
So he peed on his Grammy last week, blah, blah, blah. Look, he got online, what is it, on Friday afternoon and said, I'm going to get Taylor's masters back for her. Scooter is a family friend. And he's talking about Scooter Braun, who is Justin Bieber's manager, Demi Lovato's manager, who also owns the company that owns Taylor Swift's masters and won't give them back to her. And she's furious about it. So Taylor Swift's only thing she could really do that she came up with was to re-record all of her songs. She's going to do that now and just have to. It sucks. Her own music that she wrote, you know, and made.
Right. And that's unfortunately the contract that she got sucked into. And a lot of artists get stuck into that are where the record label ends up retaining the rights to your music. Mm-hmm. The masters means they can do anything with your song. Anything. They could put it in a movie, in a commercial,
in
anything.
Insane.
And you don't have the rights.
About it.
You can't say anything about
it's someone's art.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, if I made something, you're like, okay, now I can do whatever I want with what you made. I'd be like, wait, what?
Picture yourself, a wide-eyed musician wanting to make it big, and this record label's like, we're going to take you to the top, kid. We're going to put you on the stage. We're going to put you in music videos, and you can advance your career to be so huge. I mean, Taylor Swift she's comfortable. She's still making a crap load of money. It just sucks that that's the deal that she signed with her parents signed for her.
I don't like that they have that. Yeah, I don't like that they have that in agreements. Look, it's
and that's what Kanye West doesn't like it either. So that's kind of where I can see where he's coming from. But Kanye is so back and forth with everything he's talking about.
Kanye's saying what's crazy about this is that Scooter Braun's not going to give him back.
No.
And for him to get online and put that out there that Scooter is, it's insane.
No.
And it's just going to cause way more problems. And the fact that he's trying to help Taylor Swift after he beat her down, I don't get that either. Just go away. I don't understand.
Go help yourself, Kanye
help
West.
Help yourself. Get some mental health help.
Yep.
And just stop tweeting.
There we go.
Exactly what Kim has said, and I keep seeing more and more about their divorce. Like nobody's filed for divorce,
right?
But I feel like it's coming. Don't
you? We'll see. Maybe
you don't want someone to leave someone for mental health, but
I know. But at some point, you get to a fork in the road.
Yeah.
You don't want to help yourself. And now it's starting to impact her mental health and their kids' mental health and their family's mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You have to make a choice to protect yourself and your kids.
Yeah. Speaking of mental health, we have an I'm Listening special here on Wednesday night, 6 to 8 on 103.7 KISS FM, talking all about mental health.
And so happy we're doing this.
Dealing with the pandemic and dealing with the injustices in the world and everything that our kids are seeing on the news. It's pretty in-depth, and it's a good conversation. Wednesday night, right here, 6 to 8. It's called I'm Listening. 103.7 KISS FM. I was the first one to arrive at a crime scene on Saturday morning, Allie. And I didn't know what to do because I'd never witnessed anything like this in my life. Like, it was fresh.
You better tell me what happened. I need to know details.
I had gotten home Friday night from doing some work. I was doing some skydiving. I'm a skydive instructor on the side. It's my little side hustle thing, throwing people out of airplanes.
It's a hobby, too, so how nice, even better.
Yeah.
When you get to do what you love.
One of those things where you find something you love and find a way to get paid for it. I've done it twice now in life. I'm fortunate and privileged enough to say that. Yes. But I digress. So Friday, everything is normal. When I arrive home in my neighborhood, everything is fine. It's a very small neighborhood that I live in. And then I get up Saturday morning and I leave again to do some more skydiving. Saturday morning at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. And I see, as I'm leaving down my driveway, I look down and there's a house that has been completely covered with toilet paper in the trees, all over the car, all over the house, in the yard.
In Franklin. In the city of Franklin, of course.
In the bushes, all over it. Like, this would be a crime if this was back in March when people were wanting to get toilet paper and killing each other for toilet paper. Like, in March, there were memes saying, this just doubled the value of their house, throwing toilet paper on it. But it was fresh, so it literally happened Friday night / Saturday morning. Somebody went and TP'd this one house in my neighborhood, and it was the only one that got hit. The only one. Out of all the houses in our neighborhood, it was the one house.
Are they old, young? Like, what's the demographic of the family in that house is the first thing I need to know.
They're just a normal family. I've only ever seen the father and two kids. Yes, it's a dad and two kids. I haven't seen the mom. They're younger, probably seven or eight years old.
It's not like a teenager was getting another teenager.
No.
That's what I was looking for. Okay,
no teens.
On.
No teens at all.
No teens. Okay,
I don't think they're
on.
Even preteens at all. I think they're still young kids, all these kids.
That's what I needed to know.
So it was, I couldn't figure out why someone would choose that one house. Was it like a random prank? Did someone have a vendetta against this house? I don't even know the guy that lives there. I know he has an electric lawnmower. I've seen him pushing his electric lawnmower.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
it wasn't Halloween decorations. I'm not trying to be ridiculous here. I'm trying to, I'm like the detective trying to pat down all the reasons.
I will tell you why. I've made an assumption as to why this happened.
Oh.
Because in front of the house, there are signs.
Political signs?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's the reason why. Because that's the only house on our street that has a political sign out. And I don't know if somebody was just cruising around looking for those political signs and hitting those houses or what it was. But it
I had to Google, is TPing illegal? Because I don't really know. I remember in high school, we did it to our guy friends, but we were teenagers doing it to our friend. It said there's not a law against TPing, but littering, trespassing, and vandalism are illegal.
I was going to say,
there's record. So
those other things.
I just wanted to put that out there.
And it was on the roof of the house. Like, I don't know how you're going to get up on the roof of the house to get it off. And it was kind of really cold on Friday night. So when it was warming up Saturday morning, everything was all wet. So the toilet paper, I could tell, was just sticking to the car. It was all wet and like sticking to the house and to the roof and everything, into the front door. It was a work of sheer madness. Like, someone spent a good 15 or 20 minutes doing this. I've never TP'd anyone's house before.
Why
I don't even
you
know
just vote?
How long it
how
would take.
You go vote?
Right? Instead of
don't
that?
Be voting if you're that mad. What the hell?
Has this ever happened to your house or someone else's house? Have you ever had your house as a target of something like that?
No. But I do remember doing that in high school, but not, that's, you got to ask that guy what happened.
Yeah, I do.
So many questions.
I do too.
I
know.
I don't know why.
When we were in high school, my dad's car was out front and it got egged one night. But there were multiple houses that had gotten egged. It was somebody that's driving around throwing eggs at random cars.
Well, and can I be fair? I don't know why people do that kind of stuff in today's day and age, because it feels like everybody has doorbell cams. So that's the thing. Like,
right?
First of all, I wouldn't do that to someone's house because I don't have time for that in my life.
No.
But congrats to you if you do. However, I would be terrified there's cameras, because it feels like a lot of people have doorbell cams. And
I would be so afraid
I was on camera.
And if
then you're just dumb.
And if that house doesn't have it, then one of the houses across the street will have it. Like, my neighbors across the street have one, so I don't need one because my neighbors across the street have one.
Amen,
it looks right in my house. It looks right in my house.
Amen.
I was wondering if this has happened to anybody else's house, or maybe you were the one that did it to somebody's house. You can tell us and remain anonymous. 414-799-1037. You can use that number to call us or text us, and we'll talk to you next. Hold on. No, it wasn't early Halloween decorations. It was toilet paper all over my neighbor's house. Everywhere. In the tree. And this is a tall tree, too, by the way. This is like probably easily a 30 to 40 foot tall tree that they got over the top of this tree. It's still there today. Still there today.
How do you even do that?
I don't know. You got to have a really strong arm, man. But yeah. Toilet papering houses. My dad's car's gotten egged before. Has this happened to you? Or maybe you're the one that's done it. 414-799-1037. Like anonymous Lucy, who is on the phone. Good morning, Lucy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. So did you partake in one of these activities?
Yes.
Okay. What was the activity? Was it toilet papering or was it egging? What did you do?
Toilet papering.
Okay.
So the son of the school district superintendent was in my class.
Okay.
And so a bunch of us got together one night because we were bored and may have permanently bought a case of toilet paper from one of our jobs.
So you stole the toilet paper?
My closet.
Okay.
And they kind of lived semi-rural.
Okay.
Had a very long driveway lined with trees. We went back and forth across the driveway in the trees. And they were home at the time. And we wrapped a bush that was literally right in front of the picture window that they were all sitting at.
How long did that take you?
Yeah.
How long did it take you? Do you remember? Hello, Lucy.
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 Okay.
Oh, she's not answering
anymore.
We're
getting text messages.
Yeah, we are.
We're getting them like crazy. Somebody said in middle school we toilet papered the principal's van during a school dance. Okay. Well, yeah, we've seen that.
I've seen that too.
Somebody texted in that said they're your neighbor, and they saw it and they thought it was hilarious, and they said they put it on their Snapchat story, but they promised they didn't do it. And then somebody else texted in. I didn't even want to go down this route, but somebody said, I have to know. Was it a Trump sign?
It was a Trump sign, yes.
It was a Trump sign, yeah. Okay, there. So that puts that out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this? Oh, this is Brett, by the way. Brett from Racine.
Yeah, good morning.
What was your experience with toilet papering?
So in high school, growing up in Kenosha as a teenager, there wasn't much else to do.
Uh-huh.
So me and a group of friends, we would go and toilet paper the other friend's house, and then the next morning, our parents would take us to the house and help us clean it up.
Oh, because they knew.
Well.
And then we would hit the next person's house, you know, maybe a week after. And then the day after, we would go clean up again, and we made a little game out of it.
How old are you now?
I'm 37.
Okay.
Do you have kids?
No.
Okay.
Oh, see, now that I'm an adult, I would make them pay for the TP because I'd be like, you know how much you just cost me wasting all my toilet paper?
Right. I am noticing a common...
The funny thing is the parents, they were happy to help, you know, clean up and take us. They would take us to the friend's house and help us out.
They're teaching you accountability,
like,
too.
You have a tail on it to throw it over the tree.
Okay.
Oh, you got to have a tail to throw. Now we're getting the TP tricks.
That's what it is. They teach you how to do it. I'm noticing a common theme, by the way, with all these is boredom. These people don't have anything else to do, so they...
And I loved it how he said, we grew up in Kenosha. There was nothing to do. How
right?
do you think kids in the middle of nowhere felt, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hey, Brett, thanks so much for listening this morning. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
No problem. 414-799-1037. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Matthew.
Hey, Matthew. You're on with us on KISS. What happened? What was your experience with toilet papering?
I actually didn't do toilet paper. I used Saran wrap.
Oh, my God. You used Saran wrap?
Yeah.
On what, houses or cars?
It was a car. We actually kind of got him pretty bad because a long time ago in high school, I graduated 2006, and he put a dead animal on my driver's seat of my car.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. Now we're just getting ridiculous.
He built it in, and then we decided to get retaliation. And
by
chocolate syrup and peanut butter in the door handles, and then Saran wrap his entire car on top of all that.
Did he just have a bunch of deer and wild animals coming up to his car? Did he live out in the woods? I could imagine that. He comes out, there's raccoons all on top of his car and squirrels eating stuff. Hey, dude, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, thank you.
You vandals. You vandals. It's 103 points.
Go ahead. Karen texted in. She said, I think throwing anything like eggs, toilet paper at a house should be considered vandalism and
yes.
should be prosecuted. No, I'm not saying you're not wrong, Karen. Her name wasn't Karen. I just made that up.
No.
She texted in like, everyone should be prosecuted.
Yes, I don't condone that type of behavior, but it was
no,
the first time
I
had seen it.
We're talking about a toilet papering. Now, the other stuff's getting a little crazy now.
Right, exactly. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. By the way, we do commercial-free hours all day, every day on KISS FM. Another one happens at noon. And Wednesday night, we're doing a special called I'm Listening. Big discussion about mental health. We've got KISS FM's artists, some celebrities, some athletes,
it's
mental health professionals.
It's prevention month,
yep.
So, you know, we have to talk about this.
Yep.
So I'm excited for that on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, 6 to 8, right here on KISS FM. So something cool we can look forward to in 2021, Allie.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
revealing new emojis.
Oh, really?
Do we,
well,
do we
can
need
I
new
search
emojis?
Them yet? That's... Can I search the emojis yet before
I'm
I freak
glad you
out?
Said that because if you haven't yet, update your iPhone to the new software, the 14, the iOS 14.
What?
In the new iPhone, at least, software, you can search the emoji keyboard, finally. So you can look like unicorn or poop or sumo guy or whatever you want.
That has been a pet peeve
game
of mine and many other iPhone users, I think, for years, that you can't search the emojis. And
no.
I've gotten so mad looking for specific ones. I don't know where they are. I don't know if they're in there.
Mm-hmm. And you can do it on, like, Twitter and Facebook when you're looking to use the emojis. You can search
yeah.
them in there. Why couldn't you do
Absolutely.
It on the iPhone? Come on. You finally yeah. got with the times. The new emoji. Emojis are, there's not a lot of them because I guess there was supposed to be a bunch in 2020, but it got pushed back because COVID, thanks.
Yeah.
But the
yeah.
only, the few new ones they have, there's a lot of gender-specific ones with like
okay.
couples, mixed couples, races and genders for all the different couples with families,
well,
so.
And I remember they have, you know, they have the mom and two boys.
Yeah.
Like the single mom, even. I love that one. I'm like, hell yeah,
there's
you wouldn't have had that emoji 10 years ago of a mom and
you
her
can
two
pick
kids
that.
Or a dad
if you,
and his two kids.
If you hold down on those, you can pick the gender and the race of both of them, and you could pick like if they're boys or two girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. But
That's
the
cool.
new ones are there's a face in the clouds, there's a face blowing out smoke, a heart wrapped in bandages. When would you ever need any of these? And a face with
when
swirly
you're
eyes?
Brokenhearted is the heart bandage.
Yes.
The smoke sounds like you're angry, no?
Uh-huh. And the heart on fire. Well, the smoke... No, I think the smoke,
one,
is, I think the smoke is more like a vaping or something. It looks like somebody's smoke blowing
oh.
out smoke like they're, you know, smoking oh, a marijuana God. Cigarette mayhaps even.
Well, a lot of states it's legal, I guess.
It is.
I mean, if they want to use it in those, yeah.
So these new emojis, and there's a thing called Emojipedia that like keeps track of emojis. You can look them up and find out what
right.
they really mean.
Well, and if you're going to have legal alcohol and legal pot,
yep.
why wouldn't you have, you got beer, we got tons of alcohol in there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I mean?
Why wouldn't they do that? It's
yeah.
normal to a lot of people. So look for the new emojis to roll out sometime early next year. That's something we can look forward to in 2021.
Yes.
New emojis. Man. We'll take the little wins in life.
Right.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Commercial-free hours all day, every day. Tupac.
Hey.
Hi.
What up?
Yo.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so let's talk about Ellen DeGeneres coming back to work today. The Ellen Show is back, but is it going to be different? I mean, we had a lot of allegations going on behind the scenes
oh, yeah.
there. You had sexual harassment. You had a toxic work environment. Well, we know everything she's going to say today, so I'm going to go ahead and ruin it for you.
Spoiler alert.
Turns out she comes out, because they've already filmed it. That's how we know.
Yeah.
So now everything's, they film ahead of time, so now everything's breaking about what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She said, she goes on and she said, as you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show, and then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I'm so sorry to the people who were affected. And then she says, I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on and says, we've had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about our show, our workplace, what we want for the future. And she said, the truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I'm also a lot of other things. She said, sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I'm working on all of that. I am a work in progress. Because, side note, she's saying this because she got a lot of people were saying that she was one of the people that was intimidating or difficult to work
right.
with. You know,
mean-hearted, mean-spirited.
Well, that's what happens to women when they're in power a lot of times, unfortunately, she said. But she's being super honest here. She gets mad, sad, anxious, frustrated. She said, I'm a work in progress. I'm especially working on the impatience thing. And it's not going well because it's not happening fast enough, I'll tell you that. So she tries to make jokes slowly in there. She said she is a pretty good actress, but she said she's not good enough to fool everyone every day for 17 years, if you're questioning who she is.
Yeah.
So she said, this is me. My intention is to always be the best person I can be. And she said, if I ever let someone down, if I ever hurt their feelings, I'm so sorry for that. And she said, if that's ever the case, I let myself down and I hurt myself as well.
Yeah.
So then she goes on to start the show and try to be positive, I guess. But that's what you're going to hear from Ellen today. Yeah.
They were showing some clips, like the audience is these big TVs with live audience, like streams of audience members in there. It looks kind of neat. This is how they're having to do everything now because they're not packing their studio. Kind of like the Emmys last night, just cardboard cutouts and screens of people now. So
right.
That'll be interesting that Ellen is addressing it all, and she'll do it honestly. Yep. That's how Ellen rolls.
She will. She would. Absolutely.
103.7 Kiss FM. You ever have that time when your back cracks, Allie, and you expect your body to glow, but it doesn't? Like a glow stick? I could keep hoping that'll happen, but it's just getting old.
Listen, old man.
What? I reached back. I was like, oh, God. It hurts. It hurts.
Yeah.
It's also this terrible chair. What is going on with you? Are you having everything all right in the bedroom?
No, actually. But I got a real question. I've never asked anyone this because, well, why would I until now? Okay, Riggs, do you use a mattress pad under your sheets on your bed?
A mattress?
Do you know what a mattress pad is?
I do. And I've never understood why you would have a mattress pad on top of a mattress.
Unless, well, let me tell you.
Unless it was like a child's bed and you're wanting to prevent like bedroom accidents or something like that.
Anything you spill, any stains, anything, a mattress pad is in place to protect that. And a lot of them are waterproof.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
So when I was growing up, we always had them on our beds. And I mean, I don't know. I didn't think anything of it. I became an adult. I never use them, right? And my mom would come up and she would bring all these old mattress pads every time they would come visit. And she'd be like, put mattress pads, you know, on my beds.
Yeah.
So whatever. Well, so time move on a couple of years. I'm not consistent at all. In fact, I don't ever put one on. And my sister one day called and said, Allison, because I was like changing my sheets or something while FaceTiming her.
Yeah.
And she goes, why don't you have a mattress pad on your bed? I go, what? I go, get off of me, dude. Well, I found out real quick why I need a mattress pad.
Yeah, why?
Well, because my son, this never happens, but he has wet the bed. This hasn't happened in a while, but if you don't have a mattress pad, it goes straight into the mattress. You got to clean it. You got to soak it. It literally can just, you destroy, it's a one way to protect a mattress, which you pay a lot of money for.
Yeah.
And I have spilled other things like water, whatever, but it really does help. So ironically, I went out and got one. And then Hudson, who's now 7 and does not have this problem, I heard him in there the other night drinking before bed. And I could hear him. And I go, put the water down, because I know. I'm like, don't you drink all that before bed, dude. Well, and then what does he do? In the middle of the night, little sucker crawls into my bed. Uh-huh. Yeah, he does that occasionally still, because he's 7 and I'm a single mom. Fine.
He wet the bed with you in it?
He wet the bed. But I had bought the mattress pad. And the funny thing was, I remember buying it going, I don't want to spend money on this. This feels like, you know, $30 I don't want to blow on a stupid mattress pad. And I have never been happier that thing was on the bed.
I bet.
And again, this is not a common thing with him. So you know what happened? I ripped it off. I didn't have to OxyClean the mattress and all this stuff and the scent.
So can you wash the mattress pad?
Yes, you just throw it in the washer. It's like a sheet, but it actually has a little bit of padding, and the one I got was waterproof.
Oh,
so it's super helpful for people that have kids wetting the bed, etc. So you've never used one, is what
I think.
I'm
we do
you.
Have one. I was thinking of an
but
actual
you don't
like
use
a
it.
Well, we do.
Oh, you
it's
were thinking
it's just
of
a cover.
Pad.
I was thinking of an actual like pad to like add extra cushion.
No,
if that's the case, yes, we do. It's just like it looks like a sheet, but it's a little
like
bit thicker.
White,
yeah.
And it has the one I bought has has a little bit of padding, but nothing that looks like a nothing thick enough to matter.
No,
but
no.
It is waterproof, and I called my sister. I said, "I owe you one. I heard him in there drinking all that water, and sure enough, that he climbed in my bed, and here we were."
Went to bed,
and she
man.
Started laughing. So I was like, "Do people put mattress pads under the sheet?" And yeah, I don't mean like a literal foam.
I thought it was like a pad, like on top. I've heard of those things, like foam pads that add extra padding to it. But no, yes. We do use
You can text or call to 414-799-1037, but I feel like mattress pads are one of those things that, like, you either totally use all the time or you just don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, 414-799-1037. We'd like to know. It's the 930 softball.
Softball.
I would think this. A lot of people would use it. The way you put it like that to avoid accidents and the waterproof thing, that's probably a genius move because...
But Riggs, why wasn't I doing that sooner is what I'm mad about.
It's a good question.
I have ruined mattresses that I'm actually mad about. I decided to use a mattress pad when my kids were old. And I mean, come on. Now they're too old. It doesn't even matter.
Right? 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. Mattress pads, who knew that it would be such a hot debate. Using them or not using them, it ended up saving your butt, Allie, in your room.
And somebody texted in who totally understood. They said, "My mom used to do the same thing, always push them, and I never understood why until I had little kids." So now they totally get what I'm saying. Like, you're like, "What's with the mattress pads on the under the sheets?" And now I'm like, "Oh, it's because..." And the waterproof at one I have, fantastic if kids wet the bed. Yeah.
414-799-1037. Good morning, Megan. What did you have to say? Go ahead.
So we got the purple mattress or whatever, the ones that come like rolled up.
Yeah, I've heard about those. The bed in a box, if you will.
I haven't.
You haven't heard of the purple mattresses?
No.
Yes. They're, go ahead.
They're like compacted, I don't know, like in a plastic wrap, and you literally just cut it open and the mattress unrolls and fluffs up to it. They're really comfortable, actually.
I've heard. Okay. So,
so those actually come with a protective cover that looks identical to the mattress, and you just flip it over, and it's pretty much a mattress pad cover.
Okay.
It's the same concept, and it's kind of got that water resistance. So mattresses now, like if you order them, they come with them right away.
It's like a manufacturer recommended.
Yeah, and it saved our bed quite a few times with having a hunting dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And think about how much you spend on a mattress. And to see, and don't act like you've never seen a mattress with a stain on it, with a big circle stain.
Oh,
we've
all
seen it.
Oh,
and a mattress pad will save that, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, really, how often do people wash their mattresses?
Like, you never do.
Never. I never have in my life.
No.
Exactly.
How do you even wash a mattress?
You don't.
Flip it off and wash it.
Right.
That's why you put sheets. Convenient. Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense to have the pad on it. So your purple mattress that you ordered came with one. That's interesting. Thanks so much for calling, Megan.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate you listening. Good morning, Julia, who's listening in Racine. What were you calling about? Mattress pads?
Yes. We actually just bought one during quarantine. We bought a brand new mattress. And they said our warranty was only good. Like, our warranty was good if it warped, but if it had any stain on it, like, we couldn't get a new one with our warranty. So we went to go get a mattress pad. Like, the first time I've ever bought one, like, 2 weeks later, I'm at work, and my boyfriend texts me, like, our daughter just spilled a whole bottle of Gatorade all over our bed.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, did the mattress cover work? He was like, yes, it worked. After that, we went to go get, like, mattress covers for every single bed.
Oh.
I was just like, there's no way I'm letting my warranty go down the drain for, like, stain.
Yeah.
He said, any little stain, like, it just voids the warranty.
What color was the – what color Gatorade was it?
It was the blue color.
Oof.
Oh, even worse.
Yes. Yeah. So then after that, we just went to go get mattress covers for every single bed. And I was like, there's no way I'm having a new mattress without a mattress cover anymore at all.
It's like buying a little warranty.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's literally like the best advice I got this week is using a mattress pad so I don't destroy my mattress. And the only, with hers, at least it was Gatorade, so it'll smell good if it went through.
Yes. Yeah. You're giving your bed electrolytes. It'll be so hydrated.
Wake up really hydrated.
Yeah, so hydrated. Yep. Julia, thanks for listening and receiving. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And one more call from Megan, 414-799-1037. Megan number two, you were calling about mattress pads.
Hi.
What's up?
So the product, instead of a mattress pad that I prefer, and I have them on every single bed in my house,
okay,
go on,
the mattress cover. So it literally pulls over the entire mattress and it zips your mattress inside, and the whole thing is waterproof. And not only does it protect from liquids, but also from allergens and bed bugs and any other nasty things.
So it's
Hold on, though. My mattress pad goes around my whole bed like a sheet. Is this different, or are you talking about the same thing we're talking about?
This is another product that could help. It's literally like a plastic covering that goes over both sides. Like, you slip it on like you would put on a pair of pants. You slip it over the whole thing.
Okay, even the bottom of the mattress.
Even the bottom.
Oh, wow.
It zips your mattress into the plastic, and it protects.
It's like
it
when our grandmas had plastic on the furniture.
Exactly.
It's like that kind of a look.
Isn't that uncomfortable? Or you put the sheets over it, you can't really feel it.
You're right. You put the sheets over, you can't even tell, and it's actually really soft.
Okay. When you think that's better than a mattress pad, because that covers the entire thing, even from allergens and everything? All right. Fair enough. Right.
Well, and the one I bought...
A mattress pad won't keep out bed bugs, but a mattress cover will.
True.
Okay, well, the one I bought the other day did allergens.
Thanks, Megan.
I just bought a new mattress pad.
You're welcome.
So that might have changed what she's saying.
Yeah.
Because the one I had was said about allergens and all that stuff. So I was impressed, actually, when I bought it. You might be surprised in the technology. So.
Well, there you go. Mattress. Pad up that mattress.
Lots of texts, though. Thank you for all these texts. I love it.
To 414-799-1037. Yeah, thank you.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:57. You can always catch up with our show on demand with the radio.com app. Yeah, your phone is now your radio with the radio.com app, or you can listen at 1037kissfm.com. Did you learn anything on our show this morning, Allie?
I heard that you were at a crime scene this weekend.
I was.
You woke up early to go skydiving on Saturday because you're crazy.
Yeah.
And you saw your neighbor's house had been TP'd like crazy.
It was all over the place, man. And it was even wet from the night before because all the dew. Ooh. So it was like sticking to the side of the house, into their car, and in their grass, and in the trees.
Oh.
Yeah. And it got into an interesting discussion about people calling up and admitting to doing this. And the number one reason, boredom.
I would admit it. Boredom, yeah.
Boredom.
You're young and stupid. I don't know. But I mean, I don't know. That's the fact that your neighbor doesn't have any teenagers, you know, is pretty entertaining. So there you go.
Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something about you this morning.
What?
And I think a lot of people learned, maybe, about a mattress pad and how good it is to have one to protect your mattress from maybe children that pee, or maybe you're drinking something in the bed and you spill a glass of water or a cup of coffee in bed.
It saves you so much time to have a mattress pad that's waterproof, because I just threw it in the washer versus having to soak with a towel, clean the mattress with some crazy product I don't want to use on my mattress. I mean, a mattress pad has changed my life. And all the years I grew up, I didn't understand why my mom was always throwing them at me.
Uh-huh.
But now I get it as a parent. It could ruin a mattress real quick.
Uh-huh. Or just don't wet the bed. That works too.
Well, you tell that to a little kid, Riggs.
Don't wet the bed. We tell them to do it all the time. Allie's going to hang out until noon, right? You got some more music for us?
I do. I'll be here until noon.
And a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day. Starts at noon today on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.